This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, especially the Star Wars purists among you, but there's going to be a Star Wars Episode 7 movie coming out in a couple of years. We know that because Disney told us so today. At the same time, they announced they're going to spend $4 billion to buy Lucasfilm, as in George Lucas, the guy who made the first six Star Wars movies. Sharon Waxman is the CEO and editor-in-chief of The Wrap. It's a blog that covers Hollywood and entertainment. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, so why?
Why'd they buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really big purchase. what they're saying and what makes a lot of sense is that Disney is pursuing a strategy of buying big entertainment brands and then monetizing those brands across all of the different divisions of their company.
All right. Right. I mean, I get that, and that's mm-hmm. It makes total sense. However, hasn't this franchise been wrung out, like, all the way?
I don't think so.
Really?
And I really don't think so. I mean, I would bet that Star Wars is still throwing off a couple of $100 million
wow.
a year, even now, just, you know, by new fans and old fans. It makes a lot of money still in licensing and consumer products, sheets, lightsabers never go out of fashion.
I think that's
what they're talking about. I just got off the call in which Bob Iger and Jay Rasulo, the CFO of Disney, were talking
yeah.
about how they calculated out of a $4 billion valuation for a company that is wholly owned by George Lucas. That's
right.
A big number.
Right. So how did they get there? They obviously believe they're going to make all their money back.
Yeah, well, they're going to be making, you just alluded to it, new Star Wars films. And what's interesting is, so the next one, which would be Star Wars 7, will come out in 2015, and then they're already planning for number 8 and number 9, with or without Jar Jar Binks would be the biggest question for me personally, but that's just me. And if they're planning that every 2-3 years, they can kind of figure out what that franchise is likely to do. They
yeah.
just said, you know, they were conservative in their valuation, but they're adding in 3D, so we can expect 3D Star Wars movies,
huh.
which shouldn't be a total shock. But if you look at a franchise that came out of their acquisition of Marvel, for example, in 2009,
yeah.
for which they also spent $4 billion.
The Avengers, right? Yeah.
The Avengers, that's right. The last Avengers movie brought in $1.5 billion
wow.
worldwide
wow.
In box office, right?
Yeah, so now they've got Pixar as well. I mean, they're racking up Disney's racking up quite the set of studios here.
Yeah, they're like it's like having trophy wives.
you've been in Hollywood too long. Is the revenue that they're hoping to make off of this thing gonna replace softness elsewhere? I mean, how's ABC doing in some of their other properties?
Well, I mean, the real huge drivers at Disney are television and cable specifically.
Yeah.
It's, you know, ESPN is this monster that throws off all this money. And so one of the interesting things is kind of wither movies in general,
right.
in a way, because they just seem to keep shrinking and shrinking the numbers of movies that the major studios are making. They're making at Disney now four to six live
wow.
action movies a year. That's got to yeah. be a third of the to a quarter of the numbers that they were making 10 years ago.
Hmm.
But some of them are coming from DreamWorks, and they've got
yeah.
others coming from Marvel. Some coming from Pixar.
Yeah.
So they can get back to 18 movies a year. But I think that the real aim here is not just to bet on the movie studio, but to bet on a brand
the franchise.
That they're going to be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sharon Waxman from The Wrap. We got to go. Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're welcome.
See ya.